Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do live acoustic sessions here on the show. Man, we've packed them in here this morning for a live acoustic session as Makuta is back in our studio this morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're excited to be back. Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back, and we got a lot of catching up to do. Well, yes, what would you like to play for us first, though, before we get to talking?
We're going
to
lead off with our first new single that came out this past Friday, March 4th, called Feeling Good.
Excellent. Here's Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Now I am feeling happy and I am feeling good since I tasted that something that tasted like it should. The look it gives is tempting, the heat it brings is cool, it quenches all the thirst, so slide up to the stool. Hey!
Gotta have a shot of mojo, gotta have a shot of mojo, gotta have a shot of mojo.
Did you get a shot of mojo?
Or? Yeah, got some coffee on the way.
My gosh. Okay, Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, before we go any further, why don't you introduce everybody?
Yeah, so over on my far right, which everybody can't really see, but I'm painting the visual picture.
But she looks great.
She looks great today. She looks amazing today.
She's smiling.
That's important, because if she's not smiling, you're in trouble. We have Alita over here.
Hi.
Okay.
And
hello, Alita.
Right now she's the vocalist and bass player and harpist in her band, but today she's holding down the percussion box.
Now, when you say harp, is that one of these harps?
Oh yeah, like
really
legit big harp.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then right next to her is Rose, who is also a singer in the band and guitarist and violinist and pianist.
She was laying down those mojos.
She was laying down those mojo guitar lines. Yeah,
that's right.
And then I'm Doug, and I sing and play piano, some guitar, and some cello.
Yeah.
And then over to my left is Jane, and she plays piano, sings violin, accordion, kind of everything, anything and everything we need.
Of course, it's a family affair. These are all your brothers and sisters. And
right.
Well,
right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I love the question. Sometimes we get, well, how did you guys meet? And it's like, well, you know, just kind of, I had no choice in it.
It was a natural thing.
I had no choice but to meet them.
It was a natural thing.
That was it. Very, yeah, very much so. But yeah, the song we just played is called Feeling Good. And I actually don't rap on the song. It's a wonderful local artist named Leo Bricks, who we have featured on that record, but he couldn't make it today. So I kind of filled in last moment.
You did the best you could.
Thank you. I wasn't hopefully.
I've never seen you rap before, Doug.
Well, I hope no one has to.
Hopefully you don't have to do that again.
Yeah. Darn you, Leo.
Well, what have you been up to? Were you telling us before that you just came in from New York, or what was that? What was that?
We played last Sunday, a week from today. We played at the Mercury Lounge in New York. We had a great turnout for that, and that was kind of the first show of this this tour we're about to start hitting up in promotion for our new single, Feeling Good, and then also for the new album that's coming out in May.
Oh wow!
So yeah, but we're about to play the Rock and Roll Marathon next Saturday in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my.
With Tower Power and people like that. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So this album, what's it called?
Well, it's called Phosphenes, and it's a collection of, and that's a funny word. It's actually.
Phosphenes?
Yeah. It's P-H-O-S-P-H-E-N-E-S. But yeah, it's a word that means basically, you know, those, when you shut your eyes and open them real quick, you see those spots of light and those different colors and things like that. And
I always wondered, I thought those were something I did earlier in my youth.
Well, now, there you go. Uh-oh. We're still on air.
I thought they have a name.
yeah, which is really funny because the EP/album that we're putting out is, it's very, anthemic. There's a lot of color and a lot of size to it, and
color and size.
Yeah, so it's
to an album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever
Come on,
you
Hunter,
say.
Don't grill me. Come on, man. No, but
color and size.
Yeah, it just feels very very bright and big, and you know, I guess it just we see a lot of color when we hear these songs. So
like your show.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess there's a lot of color to this too.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. Phosphenes. Yeah. So how will you be able to purchase this album?
Well, you can purchase it on any major digital retailer. We're working on some physical aspects because that's we love physical, and that's a big part of who we are. But yeah, you can pick it up at any digital retail, and it'll be released on Timbaland's Ole Bluestone publishing venture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as the single is, yeah.
Oh, my. So. Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
We're going to do a song called End of Me, which is going to be on the EP as well.
Okay, it's not going to be the end of you, though.
Well, let's see how we get that.
You'll just see how this goes, and then you'll find out, I guess.
It might be the end of our career.
We'll everyone's see. changing places here. What's going
on? Yeah, we just did a quick little switcheroo.
Okay.
Piano. I'm on piano now, and then we have Jane on violin.
So. Oh, okay. All right. I hope I can follow along.
All right. Me too.
Here's Makuta here on Hunter and Sunrise.
My heart was yours. harp was yours. You were all that I had. True, you took advantage of that. You no longer I see, 'cause you were the end of me. You were all that I had. True,
Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise, giving me a challenge here on the board, I must say.
Uh-oh.
I thought we pulled through okay.
You sounded great. You did great.
I hope
there wasn't
so.
Too much smoke coming out of the board.
And you looked pretty doing it.
Oh, thank you. I don't know about that.
And she is just trying to become your favorite.
I know. She's doing a good job. But anyway... who wrote this song, or did you write it collectively?
Yeah, we wrote it. We wrote it collectively, and it's a song that we've had kicking around for a little bit. Most of, like, I'd say 90% of the album is brand new, but this song we just never really had recorded before, and it's something we always really really loved, and a lot of the people come to our shows really loved it. So we thought, okay, we'll put it on this album finally. And we had a great time recording it.
Where did you record it? Where do you record your songs?
Well, it's funny what a difference a year makes. A year ago we were recording in most of the record was recorded in a townhouse on Kingbird Lane here in Virginia Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why that thing was called the Kingbird Sessions.
That's correct.
Oh. And so we can actually go out and visit Kingbird.
Yeah, you sure can. There's nothing much to look at, but you can sure go visit if you want. So now we've been blessed given the opportunity to record the entire project in Timbaland's studio, Thomas Crown in Virginia Beach.
Oh my.
Yeah. So we recorded everything there, and we worked with, everything was written within the band, but we were very careful on who we invited in to come in and help us make the album, because it is such a personal experience for us. So one of the people that we really had work with us on this was this guy named Veli Conway, who's a producer signed with Timbaland as well. And just a wonderful human being and a great friend. And he did everything from laying a lot of horn parts, like trumpets and saxes and everything, to some of these tunes, to some drums and things like that. So really, really thankful for him, and the whole process was a really beautiful time.
Well, was it a very live album? Meaning, did you play together as live, or did you add everything?
Yeah, what we did was the core of it. We're a live band, and that's something we want to translate into the studio, and to keep it honest, to keep it pure, and that's something we really built the album upon. Was we played these songs a lot live first, road tested them, got the feedback we needed. And then we went in, built the album around the live sort of aspect, and then we just did some overdubs here and there to add the color in.
Interesting. We're talking with Makuta here on Unrated Sunrise. So where do you go from here? You're going to be touring. You said you were going to be in D.C.
Yeah. So we have on March 12th, we have the Rock and Roll Marathon. And then today, obviously, we have 100 Sunrise, which is great.
I know that route. That rate's right up there with the Rock and Roll
Marathon. No, do you know? It really does. I will tell you more later about that on air in the last segment. But it's your program has been... It meant everything to us, so thank you. But it ranks right actually on top of that. So then we have the Rock and Roll Marathon, which is open to the public.
Rock and Roll Marathon has nothing on me.
No, forget them. Watch we get cut. But no, it's actually a concert's open to the public, and so if you guys are in D.C. or in the area, come on by. We'll information's on our website, and then we're actually gearing up to do some touring in late April and May. With a couple friends of ours, one of them being Keaton Simons, who is an incredible singer-songwriter. We were just out in L.A. with him about a couple weeks ago and working with him. And he's if you haven't played him on your show, you should. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal artist.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with a million other things I need to check out.
I know.
What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Makuta here.
Well, we're going to play a song called Straight Out of Love, and this is also on the EP, but it's very stripped down today. This is, we grew up loving Motown and 60s and 70s sort of soul music and groove, and you know, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, Stevie Wonder. So this is kind of our homage to those, and we name check a couple songs that we love from those days. So this is a stripped down version. I can't wait for you guys to hear the studio version because Alita has a really, really cool bass part on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, we don't have the bass here.
I know.
No. I've got a really cool bell. Oh, cowbell.
Okay. So, guys, this has a cowbell on it.
She's got nothing on me.
Yeah, there we go. We got a cowbell.
We got some cowbell.
Yeah, there it is, too.
You hear that?
That's oh my gosh.
Testing.
You know, you're the first person to bring a cowbell.
Are you serious?
Yes. I don't think anyone has brought in a cowbell.
Wow.
We've had a lot of different instruments in this studio, but not a cowbell.
I'm pretty honored then.
It's like, well, you are the first cowbell.
If you need more cowbell, just say it, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got a fever.
In the middle of the song, I'll go, more cowbell,
that's
please.
Please do that.
All right. Here's Makuta here on Unrated Sunrise.
All right.
One, two, one. It was late September. Straight out of love.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Makuta. You know, what I like about you guys so much is that you're so diverse. You've got so much different types of music going on. That's a lot of fun, I must tell you.
Thank you.
Wow. And the new album is going to be called again?
Phosphenes.
Phosphenes.
Yeah.
And you hope to have it out in May.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that was a rousing. I could see where you get the Motown out of that song. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That cowbell, man.
is that cowbell, baby?
I'll tell you what. I turned up that cowbell.
I know.
It was there, baby.
Turned on everything else, just more cowbell.
That's
on
right.
All fronts.
That's right. Oh. If we have anything this morning, we're going to have that cowbell. That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in here this morning on a Sunday morning like this.
Thank
it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It's been a blast for us. And Hunter, we want to tell you that your program has meant so much to us through the years. in an age where radio is kind of what you're told to play, uh-huh. And the DJ doesn't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your fearlessness and your support, mm-hmm. and for always putting on just a great program. That even if
you,
we weren't on, we would support 150%. So thank you, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. So you'd rather to listen to someone who's fumbling along on a Sunday morning?
No, you're not fumbling at all.
No. For all those listeners, he's got beautiful hair.
Yes. I want to brush it. Beautiful.
Better watch out, my fiance is listening.
She does too.
Well, thanks again for coming in here this
Thank
morning.
You.
Makuta, it's always good to have you on the show, and it was a lot of fun here this morning.